Joining us on the Arkansas Mailing Services Hotline is Joe Dean, Jr., analyst on the SEC Network. Joe, how are things?
Good. Is this Matt?
This is Trey. Matt and Trey.
This is Trey.
This is Matt.
How you doing? Matt and Trey. How you doing, Trey? I'm doing good.
Well, Joe, this, I believe, could be as wide open an SEC basketball tournament as we have seen in quite some time.
Well, I don't think there's any question about it. It's been a very interesting year in the league. We've not had a lot of real strong teams in the top 25. Only really a couple of teams have been in there, Florida and Missouri. Ole Miss slipped in for a little while and came out. As we come to Nashville here this week, you know, there are five or six teams that people are talking about that could potentially get hot here in the tournament. And I'm gonna leave the arena while I'm talking to you because they're going crazy on me in here. But, I think there's five or six teams that could make a run and win the thing. The thing that's interesting is that in the last 10 years, only twice has the regular season champ won this tournament. So that speaks well for the other teams. They're not named the Florida Gators.
Yeah, exactly right.
And, Joe, do you think a little bit of that has to do because Florida's the only team to have an SEC road winning record, or they won the most games on the road? Is it the ability that none of these teams really played well on the road this year?
Yeah, I think that's the point, absolutely. They're the only team with a winning record. Everybody else has really struggled on the road, and that's because, you know, the teams weren't as strong this year as we've seen in past years in the SEC. You know, we haven't seen – normally in the SEC you'll have, you know, three, four, five teams ranked in the top 25 throughout the year. We haven't really seen that all year. Florida's been in the top 25 the entire year. Missouri a little bit, they're not there anymore. Ole Miss a little bit, they're not there anymore. Kentucky was there for a little while and dropped out. So I think, you know, obviously basketball is about talent and guys that can run up down the court and play the game and shoot the ball. And we're a young league this year, a lot of freshmen and sophomores, and I think that's all a part of why we are where we are here in the conference right now.
Joe, I want to take you back to 1992 when Arkansas came into the league and had more fans at the tournament in Birmingham than anybody. And now Missouri comes into the league. What are you expecting from this Missouri fan base here in Nashville?
Well, that's a great question. You know, we were talking about that very thing today because I was in the BJCC arena in Birmingham in 1992 when the first time that the Arkansas team walked into the arena that very first day, and the 5,000, 6,000, 7,000 Arkansas fans that were in there stood up and called the Hogs. I mean, it was an unbelievable setting that day, and I think people around the league remember that. It was kind of a defining moment for the expansion of the conference. And now we've got Missouri coming in, who in my mind is a lot like Arkansas. You know, they're out in that same part of the country. They love basketball in Missouri. They got a beautiful arena that's sold out every time they play. A lot of interest in their program. They haven't lost a game there. And they're only about 4 to 5 hours away driving time from getting over here. So, you know, we're kind of hoping we're going to see a big crowd of Missouri fans and similar to what we saw from Arkansas back in 92.
And Joe, you were talking about, you know, the SEC is young. They are down this year. When you look at them right now, you know, what couple teams do you think are locks to be in the NCAA tournament? And then who do you think really needs a great showing? Maybe make it to the championship game, because if you win it, you get an automatic bid. But is there a team on the outside right now that needs to win a couple games and maybe make it to that championship game that is not in the tournament right now?
You know, I think the team that needs to do the most that maybe is probably in that group of 70 to 75 teams, it would be Alabama. I think Alabama has to get to the championship. That would mean they would have beaten Florida to get there. That'd be a big win. And they may even have to win the tournament to get the automatic. But, you know, I think the three teams that are right on the bubble right now that need to win at least one game in the tournament is Kentucky, Tennessee, and Ole Miss. All three of those are going to have huge games to play on Friday. And Friday will be a big, big day for the league because I think those three teams, if they all three win their first game on Friday, I think all three will get in, and that'll put five teams in the tournament, which would include Florida and Missouri. And you have to remember, Ole Miss would have beaten Missouri because if Missouri gets to Friday, they will play Ole Miss in the last game of the day.
Joe, what's it going to take? I think everybody is in agreement that the SEC is down this year. But from your perspective, what's it going to take for the SEC to get back up there to where it's recognized nationally as a tough basketball conference, one of the top?
We've just got to get stronger programs around the league. And you know, of course, I don't worry about Kentucky or Missouri or Arkansas, though, and, you know, Tennessee, Florida. I don't really worry about those five programs because they've had a lot of success through the years, and they have very strong fan bases. The people, you know, they go to the games, they fill the arena, they're very interested in their programs. The other schools in the league, the Mississippi schools, the Alabama schools, LSU, Georgia, maybe Vandy a little, those schools struggle with attendance. They struggle with fan support, interest in their programs. A lot of it, really, to be honest, is because football is so dominant in these parts of the country that nobody talks about basketball much until football season is over, and sometimes that's not until January when, you know, we're halfway through the basketball season. So, you know, I think those schools have got to do a better job of promoting their program and making their programs more attractive for recruits that want to come and play basketball. You know, I live in Birmingham, Alabama, and our, you know, Alabama's okay this year. Auburn is not good at all. And to be honest, there have been a lot of good players from the state of Alabama that have left the state to go play in other programs just because they wanted to be more in a basketball-type environment. Case in point, Christian Watford is a Birmingham, Alabama kid who's a starter at Indiana, and I could cite some other examples. So I think a lot of that is part of that. But we, you know, but the SEC needs to have consistently four or five teams in the top 25, like the Big Ten does and like the Big East does, if we're going to get back to that national respectability.
Yeah, and how much, you know, A&M helped out the football conference. How much does it help the SEC getting two teams like Missouri and an A&M to help get them back to where they are getting four or five, six teams maybe into the NCAA tournament?
Yeah, there's no question. I mean, you've got two programs there that are, you know, have good basketball traditions. Missouri, in particular, A&M has had pockets of success in the last, you know, the last 10 years. 06, 2006, they made the Final Eight and got beat by LSU, ironically, who went on to the Final Four that year. Actually, it was a Sweet 16, I think. But yeah, I think those two programs bring a lot to the league for basketball, the way Arkansas did back in '92. And I think what they'll do is when, you know, when schools go to Columbia, Missouri, and go to College Station, they'll see that, hey, these are big-time programs with great facilities and a lot of fan interest, and we've got to do more to, you know, lift our programs up, get our people out here. And the key is recruiting, guys. We all know that. The key is recruiting. And if you have an attractive program with a lot of interest and good attendance at your home games, those are the kind of programs that the good basketball players want to play in.
Joe, thanks so much for your time. Are you on one of the games tonight?
No, I'm actually in the studio, the remote studio, all week.
You.
So you'll see me before the game, at halftime, and between games. That's where you'll see me.
Breaking it down. So
yes,
no
sir.
String music.
We're going to play it over here in Music City, USA.
You got it. Joe Dean Jr., thanks so
much. Thanks, guys.